The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Good morning. 39 degrees on the way up to a high of 55 near the lake or 58 inland. My name is Dayton Kane. In for Rose Gray again this week is Andrea Pretorelli from Fox World Travel. How did she pull it off? Two weekends in a row?
She doesn't do this very often, but she needed to get out of this cold.
Yeah. Well, it is the first day of spring, so I know this has been a really weird year. What is typically the busy season for you guys at Fox World Travel?
Typically, it's Christmas through Easter just because there's a lot of last-minute spring break travel. It's cold here, so people want to get away. It typically kind of aligns with the peak season throughout Mexico and the Caribbean as well, okay. Which, again, is Christmas through Easter.
A lot of international travel.
Absolutely.
Of course, that kind of waned last year, but it seems to be picking up again. A lot of different trips that you guys are booking now for the future, which is awesome. We'll get to that this hour. Also, you are the manager at the Sheboygan location and the destination wedding manager.
I am.
Tell us about what's coming up Tuesday.
We actually have, for the first time ever, we are doing a live Q&A webinar with one of our travel specialists that work at Fox, Donna Crump. She's going to actually have three recently traveled wedding couples with her and just doing some Q&A with them just to kind of get their feedback, information that they wish that they maybe needed to know beforehand or good information for traveling during a pandemic. So that is actually happening at 6:30 on Tuesday the 23rd. If you are interested in signing up for that, you can go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com. Up at the top on the resources tab, you'll get a drop down, and right there you'll find vacation travel shows and events. You can RSVP right there. We would love to have you if a destination wedding or a vow renewal or a honeymoon group getaway is something that you might have on the horizon.
Andrea's with us for the next hour. If you have questions, the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Isaac Marquardt in the producer's booth just waiting for your phone calls to get us through here. We do have a text already on the text line. When do you think U.S.-based cruises will restart?
Well, we actually just got word that Royal Caribbean is going to offer their first sailing out of the U.S. In June, and it is going to be a fully vaccinated cruise. So you do have to prove show proof of vaccination before they're allowing that on. I think this is just kind of a good toe in the water, testing this out just to see how this is going to go. They certainly don't want to have any sort of outbreaks like they did early on in the pandemic. And so I think this is just a good way for them to be able to kind of test some things out. So Crystal and Royal Caribbean are now offering one or two sailings starting in June. Again, I would kind of think that as we go after that, we'll slowly start seeing some more cruise lines open up, slowly start putting some more itineraries back on there. I know those cruisers are really anxious to get back out on the water.
Do you see this being a precedent for the rest of the travel industry about looking for that vaccine, that vaccination?
Yeah, there's a couple other tour companies that we work with. Globus is one of our really good partners. They recently announced that for any of their tours, domestic or international, you either have to show proof of vaccine, you have to show proof that you have had a negative COVID test taken within a certain amount of time prior to the trip, or that you have recovered. So usually meaning within you've had COVID within the last 90 days, and now you've recovered and you have a doctor's note saying that you are clear to travel. Just because if you've had it, you can typically test positive for a couple months after that. So I do think that we'll see more of those coming out as well. So it might just be the new norm for us for travel for a little while.
So you said or in there. So if I have the vaccine and proof of it, is there a window? Like, would I have had to have it 2 weeks before I take my trip, or am I going to get tested for COVID anyway, even if I have proof that I had the vaccine?
Yeah, depending on the destination, you may have to do both. I mean, if you have the vaccine, you know, a month ago and you wanted to go travel internationally right now, the U.S. requirement to have a negative COVID test to get back into the U.S. is still mandatory, even if you've had the vaccine. So again, kind of depending, each destination is a little different. Each tour operator is going to be a little different, but all of our specialists are very well versed in all of the tour operators' requirements, destination requirements, so we can certainly guide you through any questions you might have.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Give us a call, and Andrea Pretorelli from Fox World Travel will be glad to answer. Or if you just want to share, like, I just booked my trip and I'm so excited.
I would love to hear that.
Yeah, we need some good positive vibes as well, not just questions about COVID. We're getting kind of past those, which is kind of nice. For a while there, poor Rose, that's all she talked about.
She was
this
really
happened,
staying up
happened.
To date. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. So let's get some good fun stories in on the text line, 855-616-1620. That is the same number to call for the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Rose Gray out again this week. Andrea Pretorelli in for her. My name is Dayton Kane. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. It is the first day of spring, so that's exciting. The sun is going to be shining, and it's going to get close to 60 inland today. So
I'll take that.
That is beautiful. That's like what Rose has been seeing in Phoenix this
last week.
You know,
they had an 85-degree day yesterday, so she's not allowed to complain anymore.
Okay, yeah, right. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line is 855-616-1620. We do love your text, but we do prefer phone calls if you can call in, especially when you got a laundry list of questions, which one of these is. Pick up the phone. Say hi to us. Let's have a conversation. 855-616-1620. Before I get to that laundry list, if that person doesn't call in before then, I'm booking a trip to Cancun Playa del Carmen in November, and I'm finding better flight times if I book flights and resorts separately. What's the advantage or disadvantage to booking separately?
That is usually not the norm. Normally, we find that if you can bundle the flights and the hotel together, you usually find some better deals. A perfect example yesterday, I had somebody that just had hotel only booked. It was like $3,400. Then they decided they wanted to add the air in. Air alone was like $580 a person. When we bundled it together, the whole total price was like 36. So it only brought the price up by like $200, which is kind of crazy. So that's usually not the norm. I know there are some exceptions. Really, the only advantage would be that when we bundle those flight and hotel options together, especially in Mexico, we automatically include the transfers. So the transportation company automatically has those flight details for you, so you don't need to provide it to them. If you're doing it separately, just make sure that transfers are included in the hotel package, and you'll just have to manually put that information in for them so they know what time you're arriving and departing. We do actually have, I think Rose talked about it a couple weeks ago, we have new hours on Saturday. We're open from 9 to 3, so we do have a team in right now. So if that is something you want one of our team members to take a look at for you just to make sure you're not getting a better deal by bundling it, you can certainly give them a call, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and any one of them would be able to help.
Okay, jumping back to the vaccine, we talked about some of the cruises requiring a vaccine, like proof that you've got it to be able to cruise. We have a question that says, what if there's a medical reason you can't get the vaccine?
So I know that the cruise lines, those exceptions that we just talked about, Crystal, Royal Caribbean, they're the only ones that I know of right now that are saying you can only come on if you have the vaccine. A lot of the other tour operators are saying you can either show the proof of vaccine or that you've recently taken a negative COVID test, usually within 72 hours prior to departure. And I do think because there are those exceptions, right now I don't even qualify to get the vaccine if I wanted to.
Right.
So that would obviously exclude me from being able to take any of those cruises right now as well. So I do think we're going to see some exceptions just because they know there are some people that can't. It's not quite widely available for everybody right now. So until that changes, I think you still have some good options for travel.
Okay. Do you have guidelines posted at foxworldtravel.com?
Oh my gosh, we do. One of my favorite things on our website, if you go to our website, foxworldtravel.com, we have the very front page that pops up. It's a coronavirus hub. And if you click on that, you can indicate whether you are a business traveler, leisure traveler, and it will give you so many good resources. The State Department's website's on there, the CDC's website on there. One of my favorite links that's on there is the CIBT visas page. And if you open that up, it gives you a list of every country in the world. And if you click on that, it gives you very detailed step-by-step instructions on what kind of entry and exit requirements they have. I'm on there all the time. I use that link often throughout the day.
Okay. Steve from Heartland on the line. We'll get to his question. He wants to talk Mexico next. It's a Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. Get your calls in there. For Andrea Pretorelli, in for Rose Gray again this week, my name is Dayton Kane, and we're going to jump right over to Steve in Heartland with his question about Mexico. Good morning, Steve.
It's actually Dominican Republic, but that's okay.
Okay.
We are going to Punta Cana next week and looking for recommendations of must-see kind of excursions or trips we should do while we're down there.
I was actually, just in Punta Cana in November, and I think you're going to love it if you've not been before. Where are you staying?
Cap Cana. Cap Cana.
Okay, are you a golfer?
No.
Okay. They have really, really good golf courses right in Cap Cana. So I would that would be my number one thing if you were a golfer. One of the more popular tours is there's a day trip that they have where they kind of take you in these big open air Jeeps, and they take you to a coffee bean or coffee plantation. They take you to some local schools. It's kind of just like a day trip and get you really into some of the lesser, seen items. Compared to Mexico, there's not a ton of excursions to do. You're going to have the normal swimming with dolphins, four-wheeling throughout the jungle, which is an absolute blast. They do have some zip lines, some shopping trips. But the one that's the more popular one is that day trip where they really take you in. I think they stop at a school. They do some shopping. And then lots of times they'll end on Bavaro Beach, which is usually wins one of the top best beaches in the world. And they'll do some like boogie boarding or, just hang out and have the afternoon at the beach, which is really, really cool. So that's a more popular one. But any of the, ones that you've probably seen or heard online, again, the four-wheeling, the zip lining, the swimming with the dolphins, those are all available there. And all of the hotels, especially Dreams, will have reps in the lobby of the hotel that you can book right through there. Amstar is one of our more popular tours operators that we use, and they can help set all of that up for you when you get there.
Is there so a Jeep tour? Is there a specific name for it, or is it probably the only one available?
Well, yeah, it's like an Outback Safari, I think, is what it's actually called. I think there's a couple different tour operators that offer a very similar one, but the one that I've taken and the one that I've had a lot of people on was the Outback Safari.
I've done that one; it's awesome.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very much.
Absolutely, right. Thanks, have fun.
Steve. All right, Hugh from Silver Springs, Illinois. Looking for some information on flights to Orlando. Is that correct, Hugh? What do you got?
Well, I'm in Silver Springs, Florida.
Florida. So, wait a second. So, are you listening on WTMJ.com or our app?
Alexa.
Nice. Perfect.
And I got you on all week long, and I'm keeping tabs on what's going on up in my hometown. And I live down here now, and I've got relatives that are planning and coming down this coming fall, and I understand that Spirit Airlines is going to start servicing the Milwaukee area, and I was wondering if they're going to have flights to Orlando.
I don't want to say for sure. I did hear that as well. Typically, out of Milwaukee, we use Southwest the most, just because they offer the most nonstop flights to Orlando. I'm actually taking one in a couple weeks with Southwest. They have really good prices. Obviously, bags fly free, which with Spirit and Frontier, who also services nonstop Milwaukee Orlando flights as well, they do charge. Usually, they have lesser expensive flights, but then they charge for seat assignments, checked bags, carry-on bags. So by the time you factor all that in, might have been worth it just to consider those Southwest flights. So I would look at Southwest first. They usually have a couple per day. And then just see what those Spirit ones come out with once those schedules are actually released. Do a little, price comparison. Just make sure you're factoring in all of those extra costs that Spirit would have just to make sure that you're making the most financially sound decision.
Well, thank you very much for your information. With Spirit coming to Milwaukee, the competition might drive the prices down a little bit.
They might.
They're not too bad right now. Yeah, so, okay, well, thank you very much.
Absolutely.
And I enjoy your program.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening from Florida, Hugh. We appreciate it.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
Have a great day. Question on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. It says, if you take a picture of your vaccination card on your phone, is that proof enough, or do you need the actual card for these trips?
You will need the actual card. And what a lot of the tour operators, cruise lines, airlines are doing now is they have mobile apps that they've launched, and you can actually upload all of that information into the app instead of having to carry the paperwork with you. Always a good idea to maybe carry the paperwork with you just to be on the safe side. But a lot of the destinations, Hawaii, Jamaica, they have a lot of, again, apps that you can upload that stuff automatically so you don't have to be having, you know, shuffling paperwork as you're going through the airport. So that'll be very helpful.
855-616-1620 is the number to call to get in and talk to Andrea Pretorelli for Fox World Travel. Rose, is she back next week?
She will be back next week.
Are you sure? she's not just like, I'm done. I'm going to stay down here in
Florida.
She had
way too much fun.
Yeah, okay. All right, we're going to jump over to the WTMJ Breaking News Center. Alex Crow, ready to go. Good morning.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Andrea Pretorelli in for Rose again this week. My name is Dayton Kane, and Isaac in the producer's studio playing Angry Birds are trying to buy some GameStop stock. I can't quite tell what he's doing on his phone. Give him a call. Make him work. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. We'd love to take your calls about travel. We do have a text here regarding Germany for you, Andrea. It says they're planning on going there in August 1st. What is the likelihood of that being possible, first of all?
I'm 50-50 on August travel. I actually have my own trip planned to the UK at the end of August. My husband did not want to go into September. I'm feeling really, really good about the fall for Europe, for UK. Summer is kind of up in the air for me right now. I'm 50-50. Right now, Germany is not allowing U.S. citizens to come in. They don't have an end date on that. It's just what it is right now. So I would keep looking. As Rose always mentions on air, I would probably hold off on canceling anything just because if the airlines are the one that cancels that flight or there's a major schedule change or if you're on a tour and the tour company cancels, there's a lot more options for you in regards to refunds than there is if you are the one that makes that decision to cancel. But again, most airlines are offering very, very flexible changes, free changes for most of them. So if you do need to push that back, you should have that flexibility to do that right now. We had to do that as well for our UK trip. We were supposed to be going in May, pushed it back to late August. Fingers crossed we don't have to do that again. So.
Right. From that same text, any suggestions on places to see in Germany, including Rhine River tours, Cologne, and like that surrounding area?
I've done a river cruise on the Danube. I've not done one on the Rhine, but there are a lot of good wine tours.
Asking.
Okay, perfect.
I'm glad you went there because I read it wrong. It is a wine tour they're looking for.
Perfect. Yeah, there's so many of them. I don't really have one or two that are specifics in my mind. There should be a plethora of them when you're actually there. Local guides obviously can lead you in the right direction and kind of point you into that direction. If you don't have any of those tours booked, we do have some Germany specialists at Fox. So you can certainly go on our website, live chat in during our hours today, which are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday, where that chat line is open from 9 to 6. Or you can send one of the online inquiries and we can get that over to one of our Germany specialists.
The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. My name's Dayton Kane. That's Andrea Pretorelli. Answering your calls and questions about travel, anything you want to ask. Another text came in here about Key Colony Beach. Where is the best snorkeling in the Keys? I heard Sombrero Reef. And then it also says, can you recommend a company for snorkeling in the Keys?
I can, actually. So, if you're staying in Key Colony Beach area, the two best areas I would probably say are Coffin's Patch and Sombrero Key. That's part of the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary that they have. Again, I haven't been to the Keys in a very, very long time, but I have some clients that have actually just recently returned, and they did a snorkeling tour through a deep blue dive center. So Their website is adeepbluedive.com. They offer a handful of different half-day, full-day. They have a dock right in Sombrero Key, so if you're in that area, it's pretty convenient to get to. So again, that was adeepbluedive.com. We had some really great feedback from some travelers that recently did a tour with them.
All right, we have a couple minutes here before we have to take another break. What trips do you guys have coming up?
So one that I'm actually really excited about, it sounds like it's really far off, but it's, you know, with all of the pent-up demand, it doesn't sound too far off. We actually have an Egypt trip going out with Insight Vacations in 2022, and that is with Colleen Alsberg. She's kind of a fan favorite of ours.
Yeah.
She's actually leaving with a group tomorrow to Mexico. So if Colleen, if you're listening, good luck. Have fun. Bring some warm weather back for us.
And some margaritas.
Had some margaritas for us too, please. My husband actually did this exact same trip in Egypt in 2018. It's again with Insight Vacations. We love working with Insight Vacations. It's an escorted tour company. They truly take you from top to bottom with Egypt. You do a couple days in Cairo on either end, and then you do a river cruise all throughout. And you get, I mean, honestly, I was living vicariously throughout my husband and his pictures and everything that he was posting. He loved it so much that we actually went back in 2019 and just did Cairo, but it didn't even touch, you know, some of the cool stuff that he was able to do when he went. We did actually have a 2021 group that was canceled that we moved over to 2022. So that trip is about halfway full already. We only can do a max of 40 with Insight Vacations. So if Egypt was on your bucket list, if it was something that you were considering, 2022 should be a really, really good opportunity for you to be able to do that. To find more about that, if you go to our website, which is foxworldtravel.com, at the top under the travel tab, we have Fox Group Vacations. Rose references that a lot. I know her Antarctica trip is on there. We do have a fall foliage tour that's on there for October of this year. But some of the exotic and unique destinations we're starting to put in there, the Splendors of Egypt with Colleen is on there in October of 2022. Give you pricing, dates, a little bit more information, day-by-day itinerary. But speaking from, again, my husband's experience, my experience, that was truly once, well, for him it was a twice in a lifetime, but typically a once in a lifetime experience. You get to see some really, really cool things.
Awesome. 855-616-1620 is the text line. If you want to call in or text us, we'll take your questions. Going to talk Joost Van Dyke coming up next on the Fox World Travel Show.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Andrea Pretorelli in for Rose again this week. My name is Dayton Kane. The Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text line is 855-616-1620. One good thing about being a newspaper is when you put something in and you make a retraction, you can make it really tiny on the like third page in and nobody notices. We have a correction we have to make.
Yes, I do. My apologies. When we talked earlier about Royal Caribbean with that fully vaccinated cruise that they have departing, starting in June, I had mentioned that they were departing the U.S. They are actually departing from the Bahamas. It's a 7-night Bahamas and Perfect Day cruise that they're offering. For anybody interested, actually, those sailings are actually going to be opening up on Thursday of this coming week. So if that is something that's on your bucket list, let's get that booked for you. But this is, yeah, it's a fully, it's a Bahamas cruise. They stop in Cozumel and they stop in Coco Cay, which is Royal Caribbean's private island that they have, but it is departing from the Bahamas. So you would obviously need to have a passport to get into the Bahamas where that cruise starts. I wanted to make a quick correction on that for anybody who was listening earlier when we talked about that specific cruise.
All right. John is on the line from Brandon. Good morning. What's your question, John?
Well, we were booked to go on escorted tour through Fox for 2020 in Alaska, and we're wondering when the 2022 dates might be announced.
Oh, I hope tomorrow. we actually know we're working on getting all of the 2021 canceled cruises rebooked for 2022. And as soon as that is done, we will be opening up the 2022 space for anybody who wasn't on the 2021 itineraries. So my hope would be in the next few weeks. That's a very, very exciting time for us, COVID or not, whenever we launch our Alaska tours. So I'm sure it'll be all over. Rose will be talking about it. It'll be all over our website. If you remember who you worked with for the 2020 trip, certainly reach out to them, kind of put them on, or you know, have them put you on their agenda, their to-do list, so they can reach out to you just as soon as those, because they will be going very, very quickly. I know there's a pent-up demand for everywhere right now, but Alaska is especially, just because we've had two canceled seasons now, that space for 2022 is going to go very, very fast. So again, if that's something that you're considering doing, you could certainly reach out now. Again, get on the list, and then we can contact you just as soon as that space has been released.
So will they go to the people that canceled, that there were 2021 bookings before the 2020 bookings, or
will it
make any difference?
When you were on 2020, did you choose to rebook for 2021, or did you just cancel for 2020?
No. Well, they canceled it for us, obviously. And
but did you rebook for 2021?
We did not rebook for 2021 because we were afraid this was going to happen.
Sure.
Again.
So the people that were on the 2021 groups that we just canceled when Holland and Princess made that announcement 2 weeks ago. So we're rebooking those people first for 2022, and then we will open the rest of the space up for anybody else after that time. So again, my hope would be in the next few weeks, but yeah, definitely stay tuned. We will be making that announcement just as soon as it happens.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks,
absolutely.
John.
Thanks, John.
Have a great weekend. Let's get to that. Van Joist? I've never heard of this. So a trip to Joost Van Dyke in December. Do you think this is a good plan, and is this a good place to bring the grandkids?
So that is actually one of the British Virgin Islands. I know right now it's very, very difficult to be able to travel in December. I would say probably pretty likely. Depending on how old the grandkids are, would probably be... would change my answer. I have a 4-year-old and an 11-year-old. They get bored very easily. I could spend 2 weeks in the British Virgin Islands with a couple good books and laying on the beach. My kids could not. There are certainly some things to do there, but these are smaller islands. And besides maybe a couple city tours, a couple historical tours, they may not have quite as much to do as some of the bigger islands like Jamaica, the Dominican Republic, the Caribbean side of Mexico. So again, depending on how old those kids are, I would maybe say if they were on the younger side looking for more to do, maybe not. If you have, again, kids that just really like to are beach bums and can hang around, you know, do a couple of those city tours, then absolutely, I think that would be a great idea.
855-616-1620 is the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text line. Get your calls in. Larry's on the line. We'll get to him next on the Fox World Travel Show.
WTMJ, W277CV, and WKTI HD2 Milwaukee. From the Annex Wealth Management Studio, this is News Radio WTMJ. Take care of your vacation issues before you hit the road. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
I wanted to cut Rose off there because she's not actually here this week again. My name is Dayton Kane. In for Rose is Andrea Pretorelli. Going to be beautiful today. First day of spring, going to be 55 near the lake, 58 inland. Enjoy the next few days because rain starts coming in on Tuesday. But for now through Monday, looks great. You had some really good news for us last week. Why don't we recap for people that may not have caught it?
So for those of you in the central to Wisconsin all the way to Illinois area, a big, huge perk of being in this area is that Apple Vacations and Funjet Vacations typically offer nonstop flights. We call them charters out of Milwaukee and Chicago. Milwaukee typically is only peak season, which is Christmas through Easter. Chicago is often year round. And typically those are released like around June or July of each year. For the following years, they release the entire schedule. We actually found out that they were going to be launching those this past week, which they started. So on Thursday of this past week, they loaded all of the 2022 Chicago charters. They typically go to Cancun. Oftentimes we'll see Puerto Vallarta. Sometimes we'll see Punta Cana. Sometimes we see Jamaica. So they've started launching some of those already. So for those of you that maybe had a canceled 2022 or a canceled 2021 trip that you weren't feeling comfortable with, and now you really are thinking 2022 is where you're going to be, is going to be your year. We do have some of those available already. Again, it's going to be a race for space. There's some pent up demand, definitely with all of those warm weather destinations for January, February, and March. So if that is something you're considering for 2022, now may be a good time to start looking into that. I'm thinking Milwaukee flights will be right around the corner. But for now, we do have Chicago. They're really good options, really good pricing. Feel free to give us a call. We can certainly look at those schedules for you.
Great. Speaking of Chicago, we have Larry on the line from Illinois. Good morning, Larry. What's your question?
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Good morning.
We were talking about Royal Caribbean and how they keep pushing things forward. Well, we have a cruise planned in September out of Southampton. And I saw that they were not doing anything until April 30th, and now they pushed it forward to June, I believe, or whatever it was you said. So, you know, my question is this. Do you think by September, or I think it's early September that the cruise begins, that we would be, you know, okay to go? Or another option I have most probably is to call my travel agent and just push it forward to further out. I'm really not sure about what's going to happen right now, but I would like to be certain that if we do go, that we're going to be okay, you know, not stuck in quarantine anywhere and, you know, be able to really enjoy it.
Yeah, unfortunately, we are not in the business to guarantee anything these days just because it's so up in the air. So I don't want to say one way or another. I really, truly am feeling good about September travel all the way around, domestically, cruising, international travel. I'm feeling really good about September with the way things are going right now. It's in a very positive upward hill right now. So I'm feeling good about September. If you are questioning it, they are, like you said, they're offering a lot of good options. They've canceled most of their departures through the end of May right now. They're obviously only canceling out a little bit at a time just to kind of see where things are at. So if you hold on and then it does end up getting canceled, most of these cruise lines are offering some pretty sweet deals where you can either get your money back or you can have like a 125% credit where you're, you know, maybe you can upgrade your stateroom or maybe you can add on some excursions that you know, maybe were holding off on doing. So if it were me and I was traveling cruising in September, I probably would wait at this point. I am feeling good about it. Again, there's no guarantee if after spring break, you know, we have a spike again. But I think with those cruises going out in June, that's kind of a really good test for them to see where things go.
Okay.
I think with them sailing for a couple months prior to September, I think they'll have it all buttoned up by the time it's time for your cruise.
Well, then best to wait, and
if
they do cancel it, then we can just get some perks and go forward with some perks on a future cruise.
I would, yeah. I have somebody that was actually on a Viking River cruise, and they ended up getting canceled, and their 25% credit was an extra, like, $1,000 per person. So they got to upgrade to this really cool stateroom that they wouldn't have been able to afford initially, and they had some extra excursions that they added on. So it can really be a benefit if you are planning on sailing with them no matter what. Again, I would just hold off and wait a little bit just to kind of see where things go once those June sailings start going and kind of seeing how the feedback is from those.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Larry. Have a great day. Larry, listening in Illinois. Now, we do reach into that state, but we also have our app or WTMJ.com. Thanks to everybody listening on those, including Rose, who's in Phoenix. And she'll be back next week, right?
She will. Yeah, she was telling us, we asked earlier for anybody to call in with some fun things that they're doing, and she was sending me some text messages. She's done some rounds of golf. She's been to 3 spring training games. They've had some good weather here at the end of the week, which the beginning was a little iffy for them. So I'm glad that they had some warm weather, and she'll have some good feedback on Phoenix for us when she gets back next week.
Awesome. Andrea, it's been a pleasure working
Absolutely.
With you the last couple of weeks. Give everybody the information to get in touch with you.
So we are open today, 9 to 3 o'clock. You can call in at 866-GO-FOX-GO. We do now have a feature where you can chat with us live on our website during our business hours, 9 to 3 today. Otherwise, our website, foxworldtravel.com. You can send in inquiries. Let us know which destination you're interested in. We can get that over to the right specialist and help you plan anything that you have on your bucket list. I know those are growing with the current situation we're all living in right now.
Awesome. Thanks to everybody that sent in texts or called in today. We appreciate that. Danny Clayton and the team at Annex Wealth Management in next with Money Talk after we get an update with Alex Crow in the WTMJ Breaking News Center.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.